This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital Beirut has killed Hamas's number two political leader, marking a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arori was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. 379 passengers and a crew of a Japan Airlines jet managed to get away from a devastating fire that erupted after it collided with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport on Tuesday. However, 5 out of 6 crew on the smaller plane were reported to have died. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Eyewitness footage captured passengers running across the tarmac after leaving the Airbus A350 aircraft on an evacuation slide, having landed from the northern island of Hokkaido. The Japan Airlines plane was overwhelmed by the blaze despite efforts by rescue crews to control it. Broadcaster NHK, citing the Tokyo Fire Department, said at least 17 people on board were injured. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes headed to Niigata Airport on Japan's west coast to deliver aid following the powerful earthquake which struck on New Year's Day, killing tens of people.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Russia had used almost 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks over the last 3 days. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said the latest attacks were intended to cause maximum destruction. Kyiv has warned for weeks that Russia appeared to be stockpiling missiles for big attacks. This is VOA News. South Korea's opposition Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung remained hospitalized in intensive care on Wednesday, a day after a knife attack on him shocked political leaders who were vying for the upper hand in a major election 3 months away. Surgeons operated on Lee for more than 2 hours late on Wednesday to repair a major blood vessel in his neck that was sliced when an assailant lunged and stabbed him with a knife. The party leader urged a speedy investigation and tougher security for high-profile political figures, echoing renewed questions about the safety on campaign trails. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday appealed a ruling by the state of Maine's Secretary of State barring him from the ballot over his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Trump was expected to also ask the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on his eligibility to return to the presidency in a related Colorado case. The Republican candidate appealed the Maine decision by Shenna Bellows, who became the first Secretary of State in history to bar someone from running for the presidency under the rarely used Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That provision prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's appeal declares that Bellows had no jurisdiction in the matter and asks that he be placed on the March 5th primary ballot. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A suspect was arrested early on Tuesday after breaking into the U.S. State of Colorado Supreme Court building in Denver and opening fire at responding police officers, according to authorities. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Colorado Supreme Court has been at the center of a legal battle which has garnered national attention after it disqualified former President Donald Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters in 2021. Authorities have said nothing about any possible connection between the break-in and the Trump case. Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump was barred from the primary ballot by a U.S. constitutional provision that prohibits anyone who engaged in insurrection or rebellion from holding public office. Last week, the Colorado Republican Party asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in the case.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Harvard University President Claudine Gay has resigned amid plagiarism accusations and criticism over testimony at a U.S. congressional hearing where she was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. Gay announced her departure, which came just months into her tenure, in a letter to the Harvard community on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.